7:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studio in Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, we've been giving Andy Ogles a hard time about lack of transparency in his financial reporting. And we're about to give Kurt Winstead a hard time, but not about the lack of transparency, but about the way that his financial reporting has been reported. But we're also going to give Andy Ogles a hard time about something else. Now, you saw Andy last night.
Yep.
Right. He was at with the meet and greet at Plantation Pub.
Yep.
Here in Bellevue.
Which, full disclosure, you know, I hope there's not too many terrorists out there that are trying to figure out where I live, but that's a block away from where
okay,
I live.
Okay, so you live out there. But here's the thing, Aaron. There was also a meeting of the Maury County Commission down in Columbia last night to discuss his veto of their budget.
Right.
Now, he is still the mayor of Maury County.
Right.
Was he present at that meeting?
No, he was at Plantation Pub.
Did you ask him why he was not at the meeting of the county commission?
Anticipating the obvious, he mentioned that he didn't believe he could change the outcome of the vote.
But he's the mayor, and part of the duties of the mayor is to talk with and communicate with the county commission. What was the vote there in terms of the veto? It was like,
It was overwhelming. It was like 12-2-3.
17-2-3.
Oh, it was even worse than I thought it was.
Yeah. I think that was 17-2-3. Yeah. So they overrode his veto of the budget. And of course, he made a big deal about the budget. And we did a story on it, the veto. But I mean, I don't know, Andy, you're the mayor of Maury County. If the county commission is meeting on a budget issue, you ought to be there. And not at the Plantation Pub. That's just my view. So have we given Andy Ogles a hard enough time this segment?
Just a bit of one.
Just a bit
of honest transparency. You know. Hey.
By the way, we've invited the four leading candidates in for 1 hour in the hot seat. And Jeff Beierlein has accepted our invitation, and he will be here in the hot seat on Thursday for 1 hour, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
And Jeff appears to be a candidate on the rise,
Beth Harwell has also accepted our invitation, even though she didn't make the Epoch Times debate, which I think was a mistake. But she'll be here in the hot seat. We don't know exactly when, but, of course, the early voting has started. And then August 4th, 2 weeks and 2 days from today, is election day. So she'll be here. But we've asked Kurt Winstead, who wants people to tell him to his face that he's a liberal in his commercials. We are invited him to have a face-to-face conversation here in studio. They're not returning our calls. We call him every day. Please, Kurt, come in so we can tell you to your face what we think of your record. He doesn't seem to be that interested in actually having somebody tell something to his face. Kurt, come on, we're nice. Come on in. Also, Andy Ogles, we've invited his campaign to come in the hot seat. Not coming in. He spent a year coming in here for an hour to the Tennessee Star report, and now can't get him to call back.
Well, maybe when Nick Cage from National Treasure uncovers his finance report, he'll come and bring it to you.
Boom shakalaka. Okay. Andy, we're giving you a hard time, but you got to show up, man. You got to show up. Okay, now, we're going to give Kurt Winstead a hard time, but not because he filed timely.
Filed on time, and it's just a weird finance report.
Well, here's the rest of the story. He has, as of June 30th, Kurt Winstead, the candidate for the GOP nomination, on the ballot August 4th, has $820,000 in cash. He's more than anybody else. Beth has like $430,000 in cash, and nobody else. We don't know what Andy has in cash. No idea, because he's late filing that report. And we're suspect that the claim that he raised $453,000 may be a stretch, right?
Yeah.
We're suspect of that. But we don't know. So, okay, you think $820,000 in cash, that's a lot. But tell us the rest of the story. How much of that really can he use?
Well, $680,000 of it is in debt obligations owed by the campaign, all of which in one form or another is owed to Winstead himself. $220,000 of that $680,000 is in the form of an unsecured loan provided to the campaign by Winstead personally. And then here's the interesting, another $460,000 are funds that he secured from an unsecured loan obtained at a 3.5% interest rate from Pinnacle Bank on June 21st.
Now, that's interesting because it's an unsecured loan. I guess you and I talked about this. Sometime if you have a lot of business with a bank,
yeah,
they'll give you an unsecured loan. Not everybody can get an unsecured loan for $460,000. But before that, on March 31st, just before the Q1 filing, he got a secured loan for $460,000. 7 days later, paid that back. So it was basically just to prop up cash on hand,
yeah,
as reported on March 31st. And my question to you is, is this another little effort to prop up cash on hand? Because is he going to, like, the day after the election, I mean, or any before the last reporting period, is he going to pay that back from the campaign?
I would imagine. When you see these kinds of things on a campaign finance report, it is very, very unlikely for them to be spending the entire thing on their campaign.
Yeah, it's often just to prop up cash on hand.
Especially when there is an interest rate involved.
Yeah. So now the other part about this $820,000, apparently he can't use $140,000 of it because these were contributions dedicated to the general election. So if you look at it, 820 minus 140, you're down to 680, which is basically the money he's loaned to his campaign.
So the question is, why do you prop up your campaign finance report at this stage in the game? The voters don't care what you're about, how much money you have in the bank, whether it's $400,000 or $800,000, they don't care. But donors care, and outside groups that are paying attention to the race care. So it could be that they're trying to show the best finance report they possibly can in order to impress more donors and more outside groups.
But in the first quarter, he spent a lot more than he took in from contributions. He spent like $750,000.
Right.
And then then what?
Then he doesn't appear to have a lot more to spend.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Very interesting. So, okay. Well, we are very interested in seeing how all this plays out. And, we'll see. We'll see. It could very well be that this line of credit may never be used. We'll see.
That's exactly right.
And so right now, he raised $380,000. He spent $757,000 last quarter. Basically, he's out of money that he hasn't put up to use. The only money he can use is the $680,000 that he spent. He's trying to raise money. I wouldn't be surprised if the onslaught that we've seen of his spending will start to decline.
We'll note that with the ad buys.
Watching them closely.
Right. My understanding is the amount of ads that he's buying is going down. But we'll find out over the next few days as well. Because, again, to underscore the point, there is another campaign finance report due in 4 days.
So, well, we've given Andy Ogles a hard time. We've given Kurt Winstead a hard time. We didn't give Beth a hard time yet, but she'll be in studio here. We'll give her a hard time, give her an opportunity to tell her case. And then Jeff Beierlein will be in studio on Thursday. He's the only guy who really hasn't been subjected to attacks so far. So he's kind of on the rise. We'll see how far he's going to be on rising up.
Right.
We'll have more. We're going to talk about the Attorney General situation after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.